It was a productive session. Didn't get everything done that I wanted, particularly around investments in transportation and water. But overall, it was a productive session.
Now, you touched on it earlier. The gas tax and the water tax are two big initiatives that you had touted from the beginning of this year. They never even made it into bill form. Why, in your opinion, did they both fail?
Well, I think, first of all, the good news is now people are talking about it. I obviously wish that it had gone further, but I think I think people really understand now the importance of investing in our transportation system as well as in water. I think in election year it was tough. Frankly, they just did not want to take these things on. You know, the problem is everybody says, okay, well, we ought to invest in transportation. We ought to clean up the water, but nobody wants to pay for it. But that's right. Not the way the real world works.
Have you started to think beyond 2016 for you, what legacy you would like to leave behind?
I'm not really thinking beyond 2016 at all. I'm thinking a lot about between now and 2016. Okay. And there's just an incredible amount that I want to do. I mean, I think we have a really strong track record to build on economic development. We now have 17 months in a row where our job growth has outpaced the national average. And we've got more to go for sure, particularly around workforce development, but I'm pleased with the progress. Education, really pleased with the progress we're making there as well, although clearly you have to keep getting better. But there's a lot of work around healthcare reform, a lot of work around addictions reform, continued work around criminal justice reform, to be smarter about the way we spend our money in criminal justice. So. Still a lot to be done. Every day that goes by is one day less of an opportunity that we have to leave Delaware stronger, much stronger than it is today.
Do you find yourself looking back at the last 6 years and thinking, well, I only have 2 years left, I really got to get on it?
That's one of the advantages, I think, of term limits, is that we know exactly when our last day is, and it really forces the attention. And it's one, you know, so as a result, I wake up every day fired up to do everything I can to make Delaware the best state it can be.